Attachment is grasping or clinging via delusion, conditioned suffering.
So this one I explained before. Craving, like the day we mentioned, there are three types, but don't just verbalize or take it as knowledge. Sensual craving, craving to be, and craving not to be. So in Pali, it's kama tanha, K-A-M-A, kama tanha, then bhava tanha and vibhava tanha. Then you have to go into it. Sensual craving, what does it mean? Means craving or the senses, like I explained yesterday. Yeah? With mindfulness, awareness within, find out, investigate, how does craving arise? When I see something, do I develop the habitual craving to stir my mind, to become reactive? So when you see all this inside your awareness, you start to understand who are you, what are you, how you function as a human being, how you get yourself entangled and become afflicted. Then when you see all this, you like awaken. Then you know how to choose. It's so clear. Black and white, so clear. One leads to suffering, misery. So if you hold the key to your own life destiny, you will have the clarity of my understanding and wisdom to choose appropriately. Choose to be heedful, like the Buddha said. Heedfulness is the path to the deafness. The heedful never die. That is what you want. And Dhammapada verse 2, you act, speak, and think with a heedful mind that is free of the evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, then happiness will follow you like the shadow that never leaves. So understand all these Dhammapada verse, then work towards it. Then avoid Dhammapada verse 1. Avoid heedlessness. That is avoiding the fifth contemplation of getting yourself entangled with the law of karma. So take care of karma means cultivate mindfulness, develop understanding, straighten your view, not to be deluded. So here is the expansion of it, craving. Craving means wanting, understand? It can be positive or negative craving. When you dislike, it is like you want to push away, you want to do away. So craving can be positive or negative. Wanting things your way means even you dislike, you want to push away. That is also a negative craving. So when you cannot get what you want, you suffer. That's why craving will lead to suffering. Then any of this sensual experience or sensual pleasure, they are a prelude to suffering when you attach, you cling, understand? If you don't attach, you don't cling, you won't suffer. Because whatever that is pleasant will soon change and become unpleasant one day when conditions cease to be. So all this understanding will be there. Then the last part, attachment is more important. From craving, it leads to grasping, clinging, and attachment. That's why all the words, grasping, clinging, and attachment, they are the same. Because you, yes. Can. Attachment is you attach to your loved one. You understand? It's okay. I already translated. He said, give example of the tree. Attachment is like you attach to your loved ones, like your children, your grandchildren, or your spouse, or your siblings, or whatever. So attachment means you care for them, you love them. And when you attach means you don't have the Dhamma to accept the reality that might happen, like the Buddha said, the first three of the five daily contemplation, then the fourth daily contemplation, and finally the fifth contemplation. You don't have the understanding of this five, then you will get yourself entangled. Means you have craving to develop attachment. Then you believe they are your loved one, close to you. They shouldn't get sick. They shouldn't get into trouble. They shouldn't also have traumatic disease and all those things. So when you attach to them, it becomes like a burden to you. If anything were to happen to them, it affects you, understand? That is what attachment is all about. Then when you say grasping means you grasp at certain things, like your prized possession, you grasp. It's no more attached, understand? Because attachment is relationship one normally. But this one is you like that jewelry or that antique or something, then the prized possession, you want to hold on to it, you know. You don't want to let people steal it, you know, or rob you or create that thing being lost from you. So the fear of losing what you grasp at, it is a craving that leads to suffering. Because that fear is a negative emotion. So that fear constantly make you miserable. Because that fear. Fear of losing it. Fear of not having it. Then sometimes you make a wrong decision. Then it leads to maybe financial collapse or financial trouble during financial crisis or what. Then you realize suddenly everything that you think you own, your business, your wealth, your property, everything you lost, and you somehow owe the bank. And they threaten to sue you and charge you for bankruptcy. So that fear intensifies. So when you grasp, you have this problem. Then clinging is when you cling on to something, that you depend on that person, you cling on to him. When he is not around, you harass him. But there is clinging. So a lot of people, when they become dependent, I think there was one show that my wife was watching with me. The why is the pilot one. Inside that, that couple initially newly married, that Professor Tao was a lecturer, a doctor, sorry, doctor. He became a professor later on. Then the wife newly married got a son just born 1 month old. Then he got a depressed patient, no, which is, happened to be a girl. No? And the girl was so dependent on him, no? On the doctor. No? Because the husband married another one and don't want her. No? So he like psychiatric, a psychiatrist, treat her. Then she becomes so attached to him, no? And so dependent. No? So he cling on to him, no? Like fear of losing him. No? But his understanding is he's a doctor and a patient relationship. No? But because of the way she cling on to him, he like harass him, and he go and pretend to be pregnant. No? Do the pregnancy test and say she is pregnant. No? And the wife was so angry, her divorced the husband. No? Then 30 years later, the son became a doctor, very famous. Then this professor continued not to marry, hoping her to have the understanding. But the misunderstanding is already there. So finally, when they got the condition to resolve the misunderstanding, she appealed to that patient who finally understood what Dr. Gao is. Cannot, you say, I can't, I'm a doctor. You cannot have that type of foolish thinking. Cling on to me. So he decided to went overseas. He went to Africa to do the humanitarian service and all things as a doctor. Then he studied overseas. Then this girl, no choice, because the doctor also left. Then he remarried and now very happy, got children, everything. Then he contacted her and said, help him explain to the wife. And that is clinging. Clinging, harassing people. It's not attachment. It's not crossing, but it's clinging. Cling on to the doctor. Because he's so dependent on the doctor. So human life, a lot of this type of thing. So you cannot just say, maybe in the video show, cinema, but in real life, a lot like that one. They cling onto the doctor or no? They become dependent at times. So a lot of such problems, and you look at that show, it's explaining to you in China how the new generation of kids behave. They favor son. They don't like daughter one. So son take priority one. Son useless, lazy, also never mind. The sister must support. Oh, marriage also must support. Buy house for them all. So it's very good. And finally, how they resolve it through an understanding. So this is like spoiling the child. Spoiling the child means they call it pamper. You pamper the children. So you pamper until he becomes so dependent. Then this one leads to social problem, misunderstanding. That's how the family get totally break up, completely break up, until the daughter was so fed up, he decided to severe relationship with the father. He said, "You already spend too much. I'm also your daughter. Give birth from the same parent. Why he is the son, he is more special. Everything also you favor him, sign him, and want me to sacrifice because of him." So she cannot take it. And she is a pilot, very successful. He demand the house, forced to give the house. Demand the car, forced to give the car. Then he said he wants to be a Uber driver and all things. And you know what he did? He realized he cannot survive. After minus all the expenditure, negative. So what he did? He go and sell the car. Without the sister, no. Like, have a deal with a friend. He said, "I sell this to you, but unofficial. Every month you pay me how much? Yeah? Then this car is yours. You use it for Uber and all that." Then that guy went and hit with an accident, killed somebody. Didn't kill somebody, banged somebody and landed in the hospital. So the police catch him, realized it's not his car. Then he said, "My friend have a deal with me." So went to the brother, who is a friend. The brother told the police, "It's also not my car, the sister's car." Then the police took him and meet up with the sister. "Are you the owner of the car?" You know what he told the sister? They met with an accident. Either the friend pay or the brother pay, or she, the owner of the car, has to pay. And the person injured in the hospital need 100,000 down payment. And the sister was so angry, the father forced him to pay. Pampered the son and the other. Oh.
So what is this one? This is
no, this is pampering. It's also love, understand not? Attachment, love. Because they say Chinese, you know, the same surname. That's why they favor the son. The daughter marry out, the grandchildren don't follow their surname. Understand not? So that tradition created the misunderstanding and the society's view on what boy is all about. So they always tell you, the China tradition, they actually pamper and love the son much, much more than the daughter. And the worst is what one incident, they got an accident, the sister and the brother and the brother-in-law. Means the sister's boyfriend, fiance, they're supposed to get married. And because of the brother, they don't say something. Then they argue in the car and met with the accident. All three heavily injured. Then when it was at the hospital, the doctor said, "You are the father. We need your blood." Then the father, not enough blood. He said, "Who you want to save, your daughter or your son?" I said, "The daughter is so much more successful." He chose a son. And he didn't know the daughter was conscious. No? The daughter heard that in tears. That's why after that, he brought that thing out. He said, "Anna is Anna." I thought you would change, he told the father. After so many years, you not only don't change, you make situation worse and worse. And you keep on pampering this brother of mine.
It's the good karma of the son.
It's not the good karma. That's why you look at karma so negative. What happened is, last time the father was like the son, do all this to their parents, understand? So now we got a karmic condition, you reap what you sow, he become the father of one fellow who can also become the paikacaya. And because he's the son, you also give it. This is what karma is all about, you reap what you sow. Like karmic debt. Sang for you have to pay. Because he's your son. This life your son. Past life, you're better. Understand? Come and collect that one. Okay? So all this you have to go into it, then you will understand. But in real life, there's a Dhamma, is a living Dhamma. You go into life and you make use of life as the what they call field for cultivation. That's a life itself is the greatest teacher. You can learn from life. You can witness all this essential Dhamma and the Four Noble Truths reality in life and existence. Then your understanding of the Dhamma become a living Dhamma, can become a living reality. You can manifest it because you understand. And these are relevant to life, to existence. Then you can help people. Otherwise, you cannot.